your judgments about yourself in order to have that 20% come around. By questioning. How does this make me feel? Does it make you feel peaceful to be a peacemaker? Do you feel peaceful when you're a peacemaker, when you're making peace? Do you feel peaceful when you're making peace? So, would you want to give that one up? No, okay. If you're uneducated or dumb.
I won't write dumb.
Oh, she didn't write dumb.
I won't write dumb.
Does that make you feel good, thinking that you're uneducated? You can give that up. Keep the ones that are supportive of being happy and peaceful and alive and in love with yourself and with other women, and then look at the ones about the men and only accept the positive ones about the men, and start to build your new case, so to speak, for who men are, who women are. It's to build a whole new belief system, consciously creating a positive judgment or belief system about the same sex and the opposite sex.
Or resolving those questions that you have. I am uneducated. According to every shrink I've talked to, I am uneducated. I'm not a doctor. That makes me uneducated in their eyes. I don't care. I don't want the responsibility that they have. I don't want to carry malpractice. I like being uneducated. Anything I say is my opinion. You cannot sue me. I like being able to express my opinion. It doesn't matter to me when I'm told that I'm uneducated. Because it's a conscious choice. It doesn't mean that I'm stupid. It doesn't mean that I'm dumb. It doesn't mean I couldn't go back to school and be educated. You see, you have to resolve it in yourself, all of these opinions. You have to resolve them in yourself. I know people who have not even made it through the sixth grade that are extremely intelligent. Are they uneducated? Yes. Does that bother them? Obviously not, or they'd go back to school. You have to resolve these things within yourself. Now, when you do that, what's going to happen? When you start saying, I have this belief about women, and I have this belief about myself, I have this belief that women are subservient, what's going to happen in you emotionally? Emotionally, you're going to get upset. If you sat down and thought, now, you know, the truth about me is that I'm pretty subservient. Oh, no, I'm not subservient. No man's going to tell me what to do, and you find yourself rolling up your sleeves and, like, getting ready for the fight. Who said that that was true? You are going to have an emotional reaction when you start confronting these beliefs that you have about yourself. When you really tell yourself the truth, I believe this about myself. Is that really true? You know, maybe in the past it was. Maybe in the present it serves you to be subservient in certain situations. You know, a cop pulls you over. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just don't give me a ticket, sir. My husband will kill me. Now, is that true? No, that's a lie. He'll kill me. Don't give me a ticket. No ticket. Subservient? Yes. Guilty as charged. Do I feel bad about it? Uh-uh. I didn't get a $500 ticket for having no kid in a car seat. $500. 500 smackers.
In Florida.
He climbs out of that car seat, $500. Yes, sir. No, sir. Maybe, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. You have to resolve it for yourself. But if you believe that that's who you are and not a behavior, you're going to have a very strong emotional reaction. And that's what you want. Because in the midst of that emotion, you can change it. What do most of us try to do, though? We try to put it back together. No, no, I'm really not that way. I'm really not subservient. I'm really not that way. I'm really very strong and very determined, and I'm really in charge here. And that doesn't heal it. What heals it is experiencing it and changing it in the midst of the emotion. That's what heals it. Yes, I have believed this about myself. It is no longer true. It is no longer true. Every person I know is dependent on some other person. Every person I know is dependent on some other person. But we think that that's not right. We should be independent. Or at least interdependent. We should not be dependent. If you're not dependent on another person, you have no bond with anyone. Because that's what bonding is. I'm totally dependent on your love. You're totally dependent on my love. And we share that. And there's nothing wrong with that. except in the way that we define dependent. You have to come to terms with these things. You have to sit down and ask yourself, quite truthfully, what do I believe? And when the emotions come up, you have to breathe with the emotion and ask yourself, is this still true? Yes, it is. No, it's not. Is this something I want to keep, or is this something that I can just let go of? Because with each one of these decisions about who women are, and that really is what we've defined, who women are, not how women are. With each one of these decisions that we make, there's an experience behind it, and it's a painful experience. Now, maybe 10 of these are one experience. You understand?
Okay, so if you find something on your list of women that...
If. If you do, just suppose you do.
I like a lot on that list.
Yes?
Well, first, one screaming at me. Women, and actually, I didn't tell you about this, but women are not good with money.
Are not good with money. Who said
my
that?
My mother, well, I said that because my mother never, she didn't handle the money in the house. My father did. So my dad died at 47. My mother has to learn it the first time in her life how to balance the checking account. She never paid a bill in her life. Mm-hmm. And she had to ask us, we were already 19, and I'm lousy with handling the money. Mm-hmm. We were lousy with handling the checking account, especially this year, which is about, I'm about the age my mother was at when my father died. Mm-hmm. So I don't, that's a belief that's want to hold on to because
right.
That keeps on perpetuating this quality I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in deep trouble if I keep this up.
Yeah.
So how do I work on, I mean, I'm taking money seminars, the same thing. How do I work on that one?
Well, or have you suffered enough with money? If it's painful enough, then you'll change.
In the midst of the emotion. I handle money extremely well. You're raising 3 kids, a single mother. They're not starving. You're doing something right.
You can start to question the belief. Even as you said, when you were 22, you had your own checking account. Your mother at 47 didn't know how to balance. So already it's not true what you said about your mom, about women based on your mom. So you have to question it. Is it really true?
And is it still true? Oh, we didn't put IRAs. Men are IRAs.
But the main thing is to start to question your belief system about women and money. It does not serve you. And it's not true. And it's not real. It's time to complete it. They have a different belief system. Then that's all it is. Is a different belief system. There's power in what you're saying with emotion. What you believe to be true, that becomes the reality. Is what you're saying supportive of having it be the way you really want it to be? If not, then change it. Change the belief system. Start questioning each time that you make a profound statement about who we are, who you are, question it. Who said so?
And start making a distinction between how people behave and who they are. How men behave. How women behave. How women friends behave. How male friends behave. It is a behavior. It's not who they are. If you can make that one distinction, you'll start listening to all of the different things that your mind has to say about, well, but that's who they are, you know. Of course I'm not surprised. That's just who they are. They see the mud puddle, they see me on the side of the street, and they drive through it. That's just how they are, who they are.
So to believe that this is how they're, is another way of saying that this is not necessarily the way they're going to behave all the time. This is how they're behaving.
Any behavior can change. Who people are cannot change. In our minds, we know that. We know that if you have a rotten person, you are not going to save that rotten person. Most of us know that. You know, we'll help them, but there comes a point where they're not a change. You have to want to change to change who people are. But if you have specific behaviors that bother you about a person, they're very easily changeable. And it's very easy to talk about, this behavior irritates me. This behavior is unacceptable to me. This behavior is acceptable to me. We can't do that if we believe that that's who they are, because the energy behind the communication, even though we're saying, this behavior, you know, it's like, what are you doing on the phone at 1 o'clock in the morning? I'm talking. I always talk at 1 o'clock. I'm tired of you giving to everybody else and not giving them this whole conversation. Instead of, I would like to have from midnight to 7 in the morning with just you and I. Can we do that? Can we change this behavior called answer the phone? And it took us to train ourselves to train other people. How late can I call you? Till midnight. 1 in the morning to 7 in the morning is ours. Kid comes in, he goes out. Out of here. Go back to bed. It's 6 o'clock. Go back to bed. You can come back at 7. Snuggle time at 7. 1 to 7 is ours. But it took challenging that belief that men have no common sense. Because I could still be having the conversation. We could still be having the argument. If we didn't question it. And if I didn't know that it was a behavior, it was my decision that men had no common sense. I mean, it's common sense, right? You don't answer the phone at 1 o'clock in the morning. You don't tell people to call you at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's common sense. Right?
Right.
Right. That'd be my vote.
And then,
knowing you, that'd be my vote. Okay, now I need a man. My checkbook's screwed. Now I can have a man.
Another one that goes along with that is that men don't like strong
women. Oh, that's not true.
Junior high school, I used to arm wrestle. I don't know why, but cafeteria. I was a big girl, you know. I used to arm wrestle with whoever wanted to talk. Most of the times it was the boys, and sometimes I won. And then somebody, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, somebody said to me, you know, the boys don't like me. That was that. From then on, I shake my thing. The arm wrestle. Okay.
But that's how far back your decision that women are stronger than men goes. And that's also the extent that you would go to prove that that's true. And so you should look in your life at where you're fighting to prove that now, because you have to be fighting to prove it. Somewhere.
Okay, we're going to take a little break now, and then we're going to come back and do an eyes closed exercise to help you go back to that point in your life where you made the major decisions that you made about the same sex, and to complete that decision, and then to take a new powerful stand. Let's take a break,